This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A jury has ruled that Denver-based Leprino Foods and its billionaire CEO, John Leprino, do not have to pay $900 million to two heirs. Business Den reports Leprino's nieces alleged that they were pushed out of the company following a family dispute. They say the company owes them money. The company says Leprino Foods grew from a Denver grocery store into the largest maker of mozzarella cheese in the world. An organization that began with a few volunteers in March 2020 has grown into one of the state's largest housing nonprofits. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Early in the pandemic, Zach Newman posted on Facebook offering his services as an attorney for free to anyone facing eviction. He logged back on 24 hours later.
I had like 500 messages from people I had never met, and it blew me away. And we said, man, there's really something here that we have to engage with.
Newman and several other attorneys formed the COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project to help. Nearly 3 years later, it's grown to a full-time staff of 100, and it's become an administrator for tens of millions of dollars in federal rental relief. On Wednesday, the group renamed itself the Community Economic Defense Project as it plans for a permanent future. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, come to CPR.org. Right now in Denver, it's 38 degrees, Vail 21, Ridgeway 34. It's 9:06.